Welcome to each and every one of you amazing individuals who are traveling down the road to recovery. As you well know, this is your facilitator of our support group gatherings each and every month, the last Monday of each and every month, Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. I have a number of updates on what we've been doing here and learning and discovering at Parkinson's Recovery during the month of August. I have several questions I'll read and respond to, and then, of course, as our tradition, I'll connect in to those of you who called in to make sure we can get a follow-up of any issues or topics or discoveries that you'd like to be able to report. Remember that we have a chat room here on our support group page that you can type in anything, any topic that you'd like to be able to discuss. Really, the agenda is wide open. What's been happening at Parkinson's Recovery? And by the way, as just an aside, remember that I also send out a follow-up email with the topics that we've discussed and any of the appropriate website references that you'll need to be able to follow up on them. So don't worry about taking any notes. We're certainly going to be able to provide you with all the references that were discussed during our presentation and our discussion today. First report is that we have received reports of people who have been using CBD oil from one source or another and reporting that they have been pleased with the outcome. I did receive one report from an individual who had been using it as it had been recommended in terms of dosage. Apparently, they went through most of the bottle, did not see any result at all. So just as a heads up, I just want to say that I think for any therapy, there are going to be people who typically benefit, and there are going to be people who do not benefit. I might make one point, however, about taking the CBD oil. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure many of you realize this, but they pursued a source of the CBD oil that I recommended for a number of different reasons, high quality, low cost, et cetera, but actually the main reason I really like this company is you can use the entire bottle. You can empty out the bottle, and then if it doesn't help, as was in the case of this family, you just return it to the company, and they will return to you a full 100% refund, so there's no risk involved. Now, I do want to say, however, that what was reported for this couple that did not really feel like it had provided any benefit to them at all is that they were taking the drops as had been recommended. Now, what I want to suggest is that when you're experimenting with something like CBD oil, you may have to wait several days to be able to notice some kind of improvement, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to take weeks. It's like medicine. You ought to be able to take a dose and then experience relief, just like is the case with medicines. So if you're taking whatever might be the recommended dose of whatever the CBD oil that you acquire and you're not getting the results, well, you've got the whole bottle to use, at least if you're getting it from the CTFO company at no risk. Take more drops. Of course, in consultation with your medical professional or your doctor, you don't want to do anything without getting their support. But I want to suggest that we do know from the research that people who experience these neurological challenges do often need to take more than the recommended dose. So experiment with yourself. Don't just stick with something that's not working. Go ahead and experiment, talk with your doctor, and see if you can't find something that'll work. And, of course, the great news is that if CBD oil is not going to provide some relief from your symptoms, well, finally, you know the answer, and you don't need to pursue that any longer. Second update that I have really comes from the work of Sherry Edwards, the pioneer in bioacoustic therapy, sound therapy. Now, she uses the term bioacoustic, but it really is more simply stated as sound therapy. I've heard back from a number of you who took advantage of her offer for a free analysis of your voice print. And boy, is that detailed. I got the very same kind of a report back. I took advantage of the free offer as well. And so that offer, I think, is still open. I think you can still submit a voice print. There are a lot of information about how to do that. If you need my help, I'm happy to be there for you. I know how to do it because I've done it for myself and also for my daughter as well. Now, what will happen is you'll get back a report. You can then make an appointment for a free 15-minute consultation with Sherry or one of her staff to be able to get a highlight on what kind of action is most important. The actual report you get back is pretty detailed, and it's a little hard to decipher, okay, what does this mean? What really do I need to do? There was a lot of discussion in the kind of programs that I've run the last month or two on bioacoustic therapy that Sherry Edwards is petitioning people to learn how to do the work yourself. And I want to do that myself. I just haven't had time. But from what I've seen so far, I think I want to recommend that I think a preferred strategy would be if you're called to pursue this as a potential therapy for yourself is to get somebody to help you do it. In other words, get help. Get somebody to do it for you. And finally, as a side note, because I had discovered so much more about bioacoustic therapy just in my interviews with Sherry Edwards over the last couple of months, I decided to purchase this for my daughter, Adrienne, who was really encountering some very serious health problems. She'd been in the hospital 4 months and basically was getting worse rather than better. So the medical professionals had given up. And I just want everybody to know that I decided, okay, we've got to begin to try some other options. We have to look outside the box. The medical approach is not working for her at all. In fact, it was making her worse. So I purchased actually a couple of sound boxes from Sherry. Sherry spent about a week or longer in being able to do some analysis for Adrienne because she was a very challenging case, and began to then prepare some sounds that Adrienne began to listen to. And is she better today? I just want to say I'm just totally thrilled and excited about the outcome of this. So I just want to report to everybody that I think this is something that has validity based on my experience. Adrienne has had these pain episodes for about 20 years. They've gotten so frequent that they've really taken her life away. So to be able to find something that finally addresses the problem is really a miracle in itself. So if you've got a situation where you've pursued a lot of different options and none of them really have provided the relief that you were looking for, based on my experience, I would say, hey, why don't you just, again, think outside the box and think that perhaps the sound therapy might be a solution that would really be very beneficial. It does take time. You have to really receive the therapy for a number of different weeks or even months before you really notice a difference, but it really does have a powerful impact. And for those of you interested in this, since I now have gone through the whole cycle of purchasing the speaker, you have to have a special speaker that is used to be able to run the tones over the course of a person sleeping. And, you know, working with getting the tone box and understanding how all that works. If you need some support on that, I know how to do it, so be sure to give me a call. Next topic has to do with what is the new development in the laboratory. It's the ability now to be able to manufacture an ketone, and ketone ester is what it's referred to. I think several of you have probably heard me discuss this as an option. I believe, in terms of my speculation, that this ketone ester may provide a wonderful opportunity for people who have maxed out on the dosage of medications that they can take. It's a terrible problem. And the next steps for people who are no longer getting temporary relief from taking medicines, instead, it's, you know, they can't take any more medicine because the doctor really will not prescribe anymore. The next step is deep brain stimulation surgery, perhaps focused ultrasound. The medical alternatives are pretty limited. So if you're at that point, I really think that the ketone ester might be something to seriously consider. So this month, I decided it was time for me to get an update about what's going on with people who have Parkinson's symptoms who are using the ketone ester. So I called my guru, the person who is the CEO of the company that is actually manufacturing the ester. And by the way, Frank Losa is his name. he is very connected to the NIH researcher who developed this new technology, Dr. Veach. They're both in Washington, D.C. So I've worked with Frank over a number of years getting updates on, okay, what are people saying who are using the ketone ester? Is it helpful? What is their experience, et cetera, et cetera. So we've learned a great deal about how to use the actual ester. So when I called Frank, I wanted to know, okay, Frank, what's the update for people with Parkinson's? And Frank immediately said, oh, I can tell you what it is that we've discovered universally, not just for people with neurological challenges, but people with all kinds of chronic health conditions, is this. He said, use it for sleep. And I said, oh, really? He said, yeah. He said, it's really quite incredible that they've got now quite a bit of confirmation that if you get the ester, what you'll want to do, he says, recommended for men is about 5 milliliters. There's a little way to that measures. You get a little device that shows you can take anywhere up from, you know, 1 milliliter up to 45 milliliters of the ester. So he says before going to sleep at bed, what he recommends based on what he's heard back from people with neurological challenges and people with other chronic health conditions is, if you're a man, take about 5 milliliters before you go to sleep. He said it will not help you get to sleep. However, once you are to sleep, it helps you move down into those very deep levels of REM sleep that really are the regenerative states that are necessary for healing from the inside out. Now, also, Frank said if you are a female, from his experience, you can take less. And maybe even half as much. So you don't even have to take that much to be able to benefit from getting a very, very deep degree of sleep. So I was pretty excited about that because I've interviewed neurologists who, Dr. Dominic in particular from Texas, who argues that if you want to heal from Parkinson's symptoms, the key is to be able to get deep sleep every night. Sleep is the key, and I think that makes good sense. And so, well, what can make that happen? Well, there are a lot of different approaches to getting deep sleep. However, what Frank is now saying, as of just a few weeks ago, that you, if you do the ketone ester, that is something that will facilitate the deep sleep that is necessary for healing these neural pathways that have been compromised. Now, how do you get the ketone ester? What Frank recommends to be able to find out if this is going to really make a big difference for your sleep is get it from, he says, Amazon. He has a listing on Amazon for his ketone ester. And the cost, I think Frank said, was something like $38 or $39 for a bottle. So you have enough of that if you get it from Amazon, according to Frank, to be able to use it before you go to sleep at night. You can experiment. You may need to have more drops than what he's recommending, and maybe you'll need 8 drops or 10 drops, or you may need fewer. But you'll have enough in that bottle that you acquire from Amazon to be able to do some experimentation and see if it really does bring you down to that deep level of sleep. So it's ketone, K-E-T-O-N-E, ester, E-S-T-E-R. The company that makes this new ester, and again, remember, it's only been available for the last year and a half or so. It's a new research development. The company is called Ketone Aid, K-E-T-O-N-E, and then A-I-D dot C-O-M. And in order to be able to get it on Amazon, his name is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Losa, L-L-O-S-A. So I would say, if sleep has been problematic for you, if you have difficulty dropping down to that deep level of sleep, I think this is something worth trying. Now, I think when you get it from Amazon, I don't think there's any kind of an offer of a full refund. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I don't think you'll be able to get that. So there is a little bit of a risk to be able to see if this will help or not. But what I want everybody to know is that Frank was really enthusiastic. He really thought that this would be something to seriously, seriously give a trial run with. So that's the report from Frank. I was enthusiastic, and I would hope some of you will be called to do this and give back to me some reports of what your experience actually was. Now, the next report that I've got comes from the Natural compounding pharmacist who is, in a way, my mentor for a lot of different reasons, Ross Pelton. I've had Ross as a guest on the radio show a number of different times. And Ross has gotten very enthusiastic about the what's called BEMER, B-E-M-E-R. It's an electromagnetic field therapy. And he is convinced, and that's a pretty big thing you have to do to convince Ross, that this is something that will extend a life in terms of healthy aging, I think is what he explains. But for people with neurological challenges, I think the biggest benefit is it opens up the capillaries. So the passageway of the blood through those tiny, tiny, tiny little capillaries, which get shut down and closed up as we age. So what happens is the toxins get lodged in the cells and they can't get out. There's no exit for being able to detox. So I know a number of you realize that you need to do detoxing. You've done detoxes and been disappointed that they haven't been that successful. Well, the reason is that the blood circulation is not opened up to the cells as it needs to be. And so what the electromagnetic field therapy does is it opens up those tiny, tiny, tiny little blood passageways. They're called capillaries. They can be the size of one-tenth of the diameter of a hair. They can be so small that only one little cell of a blood can pass through them. So they're tiny, and they really do get shut down with aging. And, of course, with the problem of having some heavy metals that are contaminating the passageways and bacterial infections and all kind of other issues. So the BEMER basically opens that up and allows the body to heal naturally from the inside out. Now, what Ross just told me last week was that the people who have created the company that makes the BEMER, they're actually in Europe. They have a presence now in the United States, and they do these weekend, what they call academies. And what Ross explained is that the Friday night before these weekends is a free presentation. Free, doesn't cost anything. If you want to attend the full weekend presentation of their academy, the cost of that is $200. Now, I also want to say I actually attended one of these in Seattle, and the $200 is a bargain, because the food that they serve is really spectacular. It's organic. It's really quite delicious. So they do charge $200, but that just covers their expenses for the hotel, meeting rooms, and for the food. So it's a good price to pay, but wait a minute. I think what I'm suggesting is, no, you don't need to attend the whole weekend academy. I think what you, if you're called out to pursue this as an option for you and your family, your children, as well as your spouse and friends and family, is to attend one of these Friday evening free presentations where they go through what's the technology, what is this designed to do, what's the research evidence, et cetera, et cetera. There is a lot of research evidence on the BEMER, which is one of the reasons I'm enthusiastic about it. So I will send you out the list of where all of the academies are being held in the United States, so that you can look down, and if you see one in your city, I would just suggest we'll put it on the calendar for that Friday night. Make a point of going out, doesn't cost a cent, and see what the presentation is. They'll also have BEMERs there, and you'll be able to have an actual direct experience with what it's like to be able to experience the BEMER. Ross also makes an offer. He says that if you'll if you'll send to me your interest in this, he will see if he can locate somebody that has a BEMER in your city so that you can have an actual personal session with the person. And that's also something that he's willing to do. He's so enthusiastic about that. So if you're interested in finding somebody locally that you can go visit, ask some questions, and get an actual BEMER session. Ross will see if he can't set that up for you. Now, those usually aren't free. Usually, Ross says the person will charge maybe $25, a little bit more, a little bit less. So it's not free, but it's something that will give you some experience of what that's really all about. So we've really covered a lot of ground, a lot of new developments here at Parkinson's Recovery for some of these therapies that are making a big difference. I will be sending out a little short little survey. Please don't miss it. That survey is going to say what therapies have been helping you feel better, period. That's all it's going to do. And so what I'm asking people to do is if you would please just list What is it that you're doing? I don't care what it is that's helping you feel better. I will receive those reports back. I'll do a little tally, and then I'll do a program where we will tell everybody else what seems to be helping people feel better. I had a couple of questions I want to be sure to read and respond to from our members. The first is the following. Robert, I'm trying the fava bean sprouts, and this is something that we discussed at some length in the Tame Tremors course. For several days now, taking 15 at a time with no change. Do you know if it takes time to build up in my system, or maybe my problem is not dopamine? I don't take meds for my symptoms. So this is a reference to sprouting fava beans in order to be able to get an infusion of dopamine in your body, or actually it's L-dopa in your body, which then converts to dopamine. The information about fava beans is available on a website that I maintain called fava beans, F-A-V-A-B-E-A-N-S, dot, and of course, ParkinsonsRecovery.com. I'll give that link in the notes for you so that you can see the recipe for the fava bean sprouts and Aunt Bean's fava bean tincture. And of course, what we were recommending is if an infusion of L-dopa in your body will be conducive to being able to see a relief of symptoms. Here's a recipe for sprouting fava beans. You can get some organic ones from either the internet or from your local organic co-op or food source. And sprout them and see if it doesn't really make a difference. Now, what is happening here is they've done this, and you've taken quite a few of them, and you haven't noticed any change. So what's going on? Doing the fava bean kind of treatments from the interest of getting an infusion of L-dopa is something very much similar to medications and other supplements. You take it and you should see some relief pretty quickly. So the fact that you're not getting relief would perhaps suggest a number of different possibilities. The first possibility is you're not taking enough. It may be you need to take more. And since it's food, I don't think your doctor would be adverse to experimenting with the possibility of taking more. Now, you're not taking medicines now, so you don't have to worry about any interactions with the medicines. So the first possibility is it may be that you just need to take more in order to be able to see a result. Of course, the sprouts don't have anywhere near the energetic punch, as is the experience that Aunt Bean has with her fava bean tincture. Now, she does make a tincture for herself. She doesn't sell it, but she makes it for herself by growing her fava bean plants in her garden in the wonderful state of Tennessee. She then picks off what she calls the flowerettes. These are the tips of the plant. They look like little flowers, but they are green like the rest of the plant. And then she, over a period of about 5 or 6 weeks, she makes a tincture by adding some brandy. And for Aunt Bean's report, she can take just some drops of that under her tongue when she's experiencing some symptoms, and then several minutes later, her symptoms are all of a sudden have vanished, and she's good to go for a number of hours. She says sometimes that'll last 4 or 5 hours still. So we know that there's L-dopa in fava bean. Second of all, we know that some people have read about that and they think to themselves, okay, let's just make some fava bean dinners and, you know, we'll cook some fava beans and we'll be able to see if we can't feel better as a result. Well, everybody that I've ever talked to has enjoyed making meals with fava beans. It's an excellent food, but they don't really notice a difference in the symptoms. So eating fava beans is not going to do very much for you. In the end then, the question is, first of all, okay, why is this happening? And I think the big point I want to make is, look, it should be that you will notice a difference. You don't need to wait a number of different days to see a difference. So I think taking more just by way of experimentation would be something you might want to experiment with. Does it take time to build up in my system? Well, to a certain extent, yes, but the fact is that you should notice a difference after you actually take that as medicine. And it is medicine. It's food, but it's really medicine. So it may be also you ask the question, well, maybe my problem is not dopamine, and that could very, very well be the case. So this is not the solution. And that would be a really wonderful way of learning what's really going on. For example, people who go to a neurologist and the neurologist says, well, I don't know for sure because there's no definitive test, but we're speculating maybe this is associated with Parkinson's symptoms, so we're going to prescribe some medicine and see if that doesn't help. So the person says, okay, well, that, you know, let's give that a try. So they take the medicine, but guess what? No result. They don't feel better, and hopefully they don't feel worse because of the side effects. Okay, what does that mean? And it means, just as I'm suggesting here, that it means dopamine is not the issue. They don't need more dopamine. So the question then turns on, is the problem that it's not dopamine or not? Well, we don't know that for sure, but I would turn that around to simply asking a different question for you, and that is to ask the question, what is causing your symptoms? What's at play here? And want to recommend that you do some meditations on that and ask yourself, okay, we know from the research there are a wide variety of influences that cause these problems. It may be it's a gut issue. It may be that you've got some very nasty bacterial infections in your gut that are eating up all the good bacteria. So the problem is you've got a pretty horrendous gut infection. It could be appendicitis that's now in your gut. It could be heavy metals. It could be GMOs. It could be electromagnetic pollution. It could be cell phone exposure to cell towers. It could be exposure to some of these electric cars that emit quite a bit of this electromagnetic energy. Some people can tolerate that. I'm somebody that can tolerate it pretty well, but my wife cannot. So the question is, what's the real source? Is it infections per se? Is it trauma? Is it the fact that there's a lot of anxiety behind what you're experiencing right now in this moment? Trauma, whether it's physical or mental or emotional. So in the end, if you look at the research on Parkinson's, it's interesting that a lot of the solutions would suggest that what you need to do is to get the bad stuff out of your body rather than putting other stuff, whether it's medications or supplements or fava bean tinctures or fava bean sprouts, into your body. So one of the secrets to healing from the inside out that I think is the most important is oftentimes the first step is not to rush and try to put stuff into your body, but rather to just take a pause and say, okay, well, if I have a pretty good idea of what's causing my problem, then I can focus on how I can address that problem. So if it's an infection, how can I heal the infection? If it's heavy metals, how can I get the heavy metals to exit my body using my natural elimination organs? So once you know, have a good idea of what's really going on, I think you can really focus your recovery program and have a really wonderful success. So in the end, we don't know if the problem is or is not dopamine, but I guess what I'd like to encourage you to do is, look, you've got the sprouts. Why not pursue this to the next step? Take some more. See if you don't notice an improvement. And again, you're not going to have to wait days. Think about it as medicine. When people take medicines or supplements, like Mucuna, for example, what they're going to notice is they take the medicine or the supplements, and you know, within sometimes 10 minutes to 20, 30 minutes, they feel better. Sometimes the symptoms are all of a sudden dormant for a period of several hours. And that's similar to what you would expect with taking any L-DOPA supplement, as is the case with fava bean sprouts. So in the end, the good news may be, okay, dopamine is not your issue. The good news may be that all you need to now do is to ask the question, okay, what's going on here? What's really causing the symptoms that I am currently experiencing? I have a second question that was submitted here in an email, and it is the following. Hi, Robert. Could you discuss the role of glutathione as a help with Parkinson's symptoms? I would be delighted to. Now, glutathione is a big issue for persons with neurological challenges. Research has shown that the levels of glutathione in the bodies of persons with Parkinson's is severely depleted. And so it's important for people to realize you've got to have some ways to be able to supplement the level of glutathione. Glutathione is one of the body's natural antioxidants. So we know, for example, that vitamin C is really a wonderful natural antioxidant. Well, you can think of glutathione as somewhat similar to performing that very same kind of a mission. It reduces inflammation throughout the body, which is huge in terms of being able to see a relief from symptoms. So when people have rigidity, when they have difficulty with mobility, oftentimes the real issue is they've got inflammation that is run rampant in their body. Now, as a natural course of aging, the levels of glutathione in our body all begin to deplete very slowly. So for most people, as they age, some kind of a glutathione supplementation really is beneficial. Now, another benefit of glutathione that turns out to be directly applicable to the issues of Parkinson's is that it improves insulin sensitivity and reduces insulin resistance. So in the end, it enables the body to be able to process sugars that are converted into glucose. Now, that's huge. There are researchers in Great Britain who have found a direct and a compelling connection between insulin sensitivity issues and Parkinson's symptoms. So glutathione does improve insulin sensitivity. It usually is expected to improve mobility because it opens up the arteries that have been, and I'm just going to use the general word, plugged up. Now, again, that's what the Beamer does as well. But glutathione can facilitate walking with better ease because, again, it opens up the flow of the nutrients and the removal of the waste products through these little capillaries and arteries. And, of course, it reduces the damage to cells. Now, remember, we've got billions of cells, and our cells are dying and being born every single day. But in terms of the rapidity of the damage to cells, it reduces that so that you're able to have a longer living compository of cells. So glutathione is a naturally occurring protein that protects each and every cell, and it reduces free radicals. Now, that's a pretty impressive list for glutathione. And what has recently been discovered, which is really quite exciting, is that there's a researcher in Estonia about a couple of years ago who actually discovered through her research that there is a natural enzyme called ME3 in the gut that produces glutathione in the body naturally. So if you've ever thought after you're listening to this, oh, I need to go to the supplement store and buy some glutathione, don't do it because there's a blood-brain barrier. So, yeah, of course they sell glutathione, but let me tell you, it's going to be throwing your money down the toilet. So how do you actually get an infusion of glutathione in your body? Well, you can get IV infusions of glutathione that are offered by a number of different medical professionals. They really will, in I think every case I've ever heard, provide relief from symptoms. It's a really wonderful therapy. Very expensive, however, and of course it takes quite a bit of stress and effort to be able to get to the doctor to get the IV infusions. But that's one particular option that certainly is successful. There's a medical professional in Florida, Dr. Perlmutter, who has been using this for a number of years, and his patients have been very satisfied with that. Another potential therapy for glutathione is a nasal glutathione. You can actually squirt that into your nose. And there's a naturopath doctor in Seattle, Lori Mishley, who's really marvelous. She's a spectacular professional who has specialized in finding natural ways to heal the problems of Parkinson's symptoms. And Lori prescribes, and you do have to get a prescription from a doctor, the glutathione nasal spray, and she reports that her patients have found it to be very, very useful and successful. She did subsequent research and didn't really find a compelling connection, but her own laboratory experience, clinical experience, would suggest that it's been very, very useful. Now, the other option, which has been very popular with people, has been this ME3 enzyme. So there's a company now that now is making that available. It's called RegActive, R-E-G-A-C-T-I-V. Now, as it turns out, that's been so popular that it's hard to keep in supply. In fact, I was just out today, so the company only lets me order a very limited supply of this. I can only order 12 boxes of that every week or so. So it's been rather frustrating for me to be able to have enough supply to be able to make it available to people. But that is available, and that's an option to be able to consider to be able to get the glutathione. So, and I have to say, I've been really impressed with the fact that they also had a RegActive, what's called liver detox, that maybe a number of you have used in the past, and that also had the same problem. There were probably 2 or 3 months at a time when we couldn't get any supply of that. So there are just a number of healthcare practitioners that are enthusiastic about getting that and making it available to their audience or their patients. And so it's difficult to get. But apparently it's been very successful because people are very interested in ordering it. So those are the two questions that we got in advance, emails from members of our Parkinson's recovery audience. Let me check into the chat room and see if we've got anybody who's written any follow-up questions or issues. I don't see anything that's written here for our August support group meeting. I don't see any questions here that have been submitted. For now, as is our custom, it's just as if we are here live, although people call in from all over, not only the United States, but Canada and Europe. I want to just connect in and say hello, what's up, any topics you want to discuss, any updates on issues or questions that you want to be sure to elaborate on for me or others here that are in our support group. So, and also remember, if you're here, just listen to whatever people have to say. Just let me know, and we'll go on to the next person. So let me first connect in here and open up the line to Bill from now California. Used to be North Carolina, but now California. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. It's a beautiful day here in Washington.
Great. Well, before I forget, on this ketone ester you were talking about, did they look at any other or the effect of the ester on any other symptoms besides sleep?
Yes. I mean, there's been a lot of preliminary evidence, Bill. Because the ester is so gosh darn new, it's not even been available to do much research on, so we don't have any really systematic evidence. But the compelling evidence comes from actually a person who's connected to the whole research initiative, Bill Wheeler. And he has been taking the ester for his Parkinson's symptoms. And if you look at the evidence that he's reported on his website, it's really very compelling. He's able to get really sustained relief from his symptoms, something similar to what you get when you have medications. And there's also another member of our group here, Dwayne, who came on to our support group gathering about 4 or 5 months ago. And Dwayne reported his own experience with taking the ester. Again, he has Parkinson's symptoms. So in both cases, what they're saying is that, yes, you will find that in their personal experience, you do get relief from your symptoms. Again, it's not permanent relief. It's more like suppressing the symptoms. It's similar to what you'll get with medications. They also report, and both of them, I think, have really begun to realize that if you depend only on the ester and feel like you can eat whatever food you want to eat, so you want to eat a lot of carbs, you want to eat a lot of juices, a lot of sugars, well, that's going to undermine the effect of the ketone ester. So you have to be careful about your diets when you're relying on the ester for being able to get relief from your symptoms. Bill Curtis recommends that you fast the night before, so after you finish your dinner, you don't eat anything until the next morning. Next morning, what you'll want to do is he has a coffee cocktail that he takes. It's a high-fat kind of a cocktail. He's got the recipe on his website. And he doesn't eat anything until lunch, and then he takes the ester. So what they both say is that they feel like they're happy to be able to use the ketone ester when they really want to have a sustained relief from their symptoms because they're doing something that's, you know, important, work responsibilities or perhaps a family gathering or whatever. So they want to be able to be, you know, pretty much symptom free. And that's when they use the ester. They both report that one of the challenges with the ester is that the cost involved, if you're using that as your primary source of getting relief, can be high. And by that I mean, how many drops do you need to get symptom relief? So if you take it in the morning, I think Bill was reporting he was taking, if he used it that day, anywhere from 15 milliliters to maybe 20. I think Dwayne said sometimes he took 25 milliliters. And the average cost of the ketone ester is, it's around $1 for a milliliter. So it may be that you're spending $15 or $20 a day to be able to get that wonderful relief from your symptoms. So their concern was that, they can't really afford to use that as their primary method, but they both use it on occasion to be able to get relief when they really need it. So my answer is, when you ask the question, do we have any evidence of relieving symptoms associated with Parkinson's? And the answer is yes. And the two people that I have some evidence for are, again, Dwayne. Again, he's a part of Parkinson's Recovery Support Group, and also Bill Curtis, who has been using this for a number of years, experimenting off and on, and reports that it really makes a big difference. I'll also, Bill, say that, and I think this is so important for me to say again, I think that this can be a huge development for people who have been taking medicines and they're sort of at the maximum of how much they can take. I think it'll enable people to be able to stretch out the effectiveness of the medications that they're relying on for relief of their symptoms. So doing the ester and medicines in some combination, and of course working closely with their doctor, may be a wonderful solution that will extend the life of whatever medicines they actually take.
Okay. The reason why I asked is because I don't have any sleep issues personally with respect to Parkinson's, but if it would be effective against, say, muscle rigidity or slowness of movement or some of the other symptoms, then that would be more appealing to me anyway, just from a selfish standpoint.
Right.
So he was looking at sleep in the context of everything else, or just as an issue that he studied the effectiveness of what he's got.
Yeah, what Frank was saying is that almost universally seems to be a benefit of the ester is the sleep issue, and that it's so important for people to realize that that's an option that they might want to consider, since sleep is not an issue for you. I really, Bill, don't have any direct reports on issues with, for example, slowness of movement, if that would facilitate that or not. I really I don't have any evidence for that one way or another, so I really don't know. You might call Frank or email Frank, I think, initially, and then he'll call you back and ask him if he's got any direct evidence of facilitating a relief of those symptoms or not. I don't have any direct evidence myself because there's so few people that have actually used this. We don't have much evidence at all. But you might want to ask Frank one way or another. I might also say that I don't know whether Frank still has this offer or not, Bill, but he said, look, we really want to get people using this so we have better experience with what it's helping with. We know it's helping with a lot of different things. For example, athletes. Athletes get a 15% increase in their performance. So, for example, Tour de France, the people who've won that, they were taking the ester. It's a natural kind of a thing. There's some teams, some sports teams that are using it because they find that their ability to recover from strenuous exercise and their ability to perform, you know, increases significantly. So there's a lot of evidence that it has a lot of positive influences. But for the specific symptoms you're interested in, you might want to just talk to Frank. And what Frank said was, look, if you'd like to buy this package, they have, I guess, an equivalent of about $100 of three bottles. They would give you enough of the ester to see and experiment with whether or not it's going to help or not. And again, you have to be careful with your diet. You can't just take the ester and have your regular diet. So you have to really look into how you can be careful about what you eat and when you eat. But Frank said, listen, if it doesn't help, I'll be happy to give a person a full refund. So I would imagine he'd extend that offer to you, Bill. So just talk with him and see if that's the case. So there'll be no risk.
That might
be yeah, I mean, we don't know. You know, it's new. It's exciting. It's exciting. But we don't know for sure. So why don't you email him, tell him we just talked and you wanted to explore the possibility of that. And of course, you could just get the bottle, the 39 bottle, which is less, to see if that might make a difference. It might not be enough to experiment with to see whether or not it's going to make a difference. You might want to go with the larger order. It's a larger quantity. I think there are like three larger bottles that are equivalent cost of about $100 on his website. And I'll have the link to his website there in the notes so you can contact him through his website.
Okay, that'd be great. I think that'd be worth a try because I've already got the diet aspect covered. I'm on a low carb diet and that's helped. So that's an indication to me that the whole notion of ketones as beneficial for Parkinson's is
right
in there.
Yes, that is a key. So you really probably now that you've got that evidence, it would be really smart to explore that even further and just get the actual ester. And maybe you'll be awed by what it really does, Bill.
Yeah, I'll give it a try, definitely.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for that discussion. I enjoyed thinking through what I've learned about it.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks for being here. And now let me open up the line to Susan. Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I wasn't prepared to talk.
Oh, well, let me just say hello. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hello.
Always like to just open up the line to say, how's everybody doing? Any questions or whatever? So,
hello.
Susan, just want to say hi, and
thank
it's great
you.
To hear from you.
And I do have a question. On the ester, you just take it at night. It's
No, that's not actually true, Susan. So in the ketone ester, what Frank is saying is that it's beneficial to facilitate deep sleep, and to be able to make that happen, you want to take the milliliters just before you go to sleep. But the ketone ester can be used during the day as a relief of symptoms. So, for example, in Bill Curtis's situation, he takes the ester in the morning, and that extends his ability to be symptom-free pretty much for a number of hours during the day.
Okay, so you take the same amount in the morning as you get at night?
Yeah, you can take it in the morning, and you can also take it for your sleep situation. And again, the key there is, as Bill was just suggesting, you have to be very careful. You don't want to have a lot of carbs that you eat in the morning.
Right.
Fasting the night before is helpful. Not a lot of protein. Protein should be about equivalent to the size of a deck of cards. Protein, in terms of meat, will convert into sugar, and then that undermines the effect of the ketones. So the brain is fueled by two sources, glucose and ketones. So what has been discovered is the more you can feed your brain with ketones rather than with glucose, the less problematic symptoms will be. So that's what the ester directly does. It's just a direct infusion of the ester, which is, again, it's a new development. It's an exciting new development. They've only been able to do that, as I said, the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much for being here in our August Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. So let me now open up the line to Bill from Illinois. Hello, Bill. Are you there? Opening up the line to Bill from Illinois. Here's some noise in the background, but no voice, so sounds like we're not going to be able to connect in to Bill today. Lynn, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
So how are you doing? What's the news from you?
I have surgery Friday morning at Rush for the deep
coming
brain.
Up.
Yeah,
coming
the
up.
Deep brain. Yeah, and the interesting thing is they made me go off all my vitamins for a week, and now my tremors are going crazy. So So the vitamins did make a difference. And I think the ones that I noticed making a difference right away when I started taking it were those Aroga ones.
The Aroga? Oh, really? The Aroga food?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's interesting. My goodness.
Yeah, I thought so. I find it fascinating. I mean, tremors are a lot worse.
Oh,
and now I know off of those vitamins, it's a little difficult to function, but it's only till Friday morning.
Wow. Well, yeah, because, of course, the whole purpose of Deep Brain is that they're going to be able to address the problem of tremors. So.
Right, and it's the only symptom I have. So.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because then I was listening to that ketone talk you said, and I really need to detox the manganese and aluminum out of my brain. And sleep helps with that, right?
Yeah, so you know a lot of that is in your brain now. That's what the tests have shown?
Yeah, hair test showed high manganese, which mimics Parkinson's disease, and high aluminum.
Yeah. Right. And so are you doing detoxes for that?
What I've been doing is, I've been detoxing. What I've been following is, have you heard of Dr. Grundy's diet?
Yes, of course.
I really like it. His recipes taste good. It's not quite as restrictive as the ketone diet. Easier to do vegetarian, but they do have meat and other options if you just won't do the vegetarian. My husband really likes it, too. And he has you detoxing at least 14 hours a day, not eating.
Oh, right, which is going to produce the ketones. Cool.
And he has different stages to the diet. He has a detox phase and coming off of that phase. So it's really, I think, more doable than the ketone diet, at least it has been for me.
Yeah, Lynn, and I tell you, I've heard a number of people who've tried the high-fat ketone diet, and they have not been able to stick with it. I don't think that's really a viable solution for anybody. I really don't.
Yeah, he writes this book called The Longevity Paradox, and he believes that Parkinson's disease and dementia is caused by bad gut bacteria, and he focuses on food that feed the good bacteria and starve out the bad bacteria.
Great. Well, yeah, that's wonderful work, and it's all right. So the big picture is, well, how do you get well from Parkinson's? Well, it's by being careful about what you eat. It's food. That's the answer. It's so
great. Yeah, the vitamin helped me is a food source.
Exactly. That Aroga is really food. And the interesting development of the Aroga products is that the researcher who figured all that out figured out that we're not getting some of the nutrition that we need in the food that we're eating. And so he's added that by, doing some very scientific sorts of things. And I think it's a marvelous development. It really is. It's called Aroga. I'll send that link to those of you interested in knowing more about that in the notes.
Yeah, and I have a Beamer, too. I sleep on that every other night.
So is that helping, too, or what's the story on that?
I who knows? I don't know what's helping, not helping. I can tell you I'm a hell of a lot better than I was a year and a half ago.
So maybe
cognitively I'm functioning really well. The only symptom I have is the tremors, and they cause me a lot of pain.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't have any other symptom of Parkinson's besides the tremors.
Cool. Well, you're on your way, it sounds like, and we will all have prayers for you on Friday when you have your surgery.
Yeah, the doing it at Wake Park is interesting.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So, yes, I was just excited to share with everyone the thing about the vitamins.
Yeah, that really is fascinating. And I was very, very impressed with his research that was able to identify the kinds of foods that we're not getting in our diet and being able to figure out ways of, getting that. So it's amazing work. It really is.
Yep. Okay. And I do a lot of exercise. I don't know if that lots of different exercises and walking and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's huge. Walking is huge for lots of different reasons. Huge, huge, huge. In fact, when I ask people what helps them feel better, aside from medications, that's at the top of the list, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You should see the number of people who say back, yeah, that really is something that makes me help feel a whole lot better. So exercise, everybody. If you haven't exercised today, get out and do it right after we finish our support group gathering.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Lynn. Thank you so much for being here. We have a call in from Phoenix, Arizona, but I don't have a name, so I'm just going to say hello. Don't know whether you're there or not or available, but want to open up the line and say hello from Phoenix, Arizona.
This is Isabel. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, hi there, Isabel.
This
so
is my first time
what's up
with
you?
This is my first time with this group, so I appreciate the time and everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Any issues you wanted to be sure and discuss or questions to address?
Beautiful. I will definitely come more prepared next time, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, thanks so much for being here. It's wonderful to have you as a part of our global community.
Well, thank you.
And let me now open up the line to, hello, Julie, are you there?
I am still here, Drew. I'm glad that I tuned in, and I feel better listening to your voice and everybody else's. Thank you.
Oh, good, Julie. That's wonderful to hear. So sounds like you're making some wonderful plans in your life.
I hope so. I hope just a day at a time, Robert. It's really challenging, but hopefully it will be an answer. I wondered if I could ask a question, though, about now in terms of all of the things that Lynn was talking about, giving up for vitamins, are there different tests that we can have that will tell us what we're lacking or what we need to be detoxed? I don't understand how you know what you need to be detoxed from. Does that make sense?
Oh, in terms of heavy metals and that kind of thing?
Uh-huh. Are there specific tests that you take for each element, or how do you go about getting that information?
I think the answer is yes. I think medical professionals have a lot of very specific tests. I'm not sure they're that reliable because a lot of them use blood, and the heavy metals don't stick around the blood that long, maybe only 48 mm-hmm. hours. They use urine, but it's the same problem. So the heavy metals get lodged, as was Lynn was just saying, in the brain. You know, they're in the tissues of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do other assessments to be able to figure out what is existent in your body. And as Lynn was mentioning, she did a hair analysis. You can actually take clips of your hair, and there mm-hmm. are ways of being able to analyze from just an analysis of your hair if you've got heavy metals in your body.
Okay.
There's a test I think you might have had some time ago that you mentioned to me a while back, and that is bioenergetic testing. And that's
yes.
one that uses an analysis of saliva or spit. And you can get a full analysis of all the heavy metals. It actually lists the heavy metals that are picked up by this analysis of the frequencies in your spit. I first got onto this using this bioenergetic testing about 20 years ago. And I was beginning to have some challenging health problems. And so I decided, well, let me just see if I can figure out what's going on. And I sent in this spit sample to my naturopath doctor. And she came back with this report that listed all of these horrendous chemicals. And I began to look at the names of the chemicals, and I realized that they were the same names of all of these cleaning agents and house kind of remodeling products that I was mm-hmm. using to remodel my house. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I'm creating all kind of toxins in my body because, you know, I'm doing the floors and the walls and whatever with all these toxic substances. So I had a lot of validity in the test by just realizing that, whoa, it picked up everything that, you know, is now in my body. So I think I really like the bioenergetic testing because it's comprehensive. It picks up everything. You don't have to focus on the question, well, do I have mercury in my body, yes or no? Mm-hmm. That's expensive. I mean, once you go through a number of tests like that, you're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. The bioenergetic testing picks up the frequencies in your saliva, which really emit everything that's going on in your body. And then it tells you what organs are compromised, what organs are healthy, what nutrients you might be deficient in, what you're allergic to. It just gives a really wealth of information. So that's another way of getting the information of what really heavy metals are potentially in your body. And then, of course, there's a final interesting approach, which is very different, which is one that I think you've also expressed interest to in some of our previous gatherings, and that is the bioacoustics, the sound therapy.
Yes.
So if you get an analysis of your voice print, you can also pick up some of the heavy metal presence using an analysis of your voice print. So that's another way to get a pretty good analysis, and very, very inexpensively.
Well, that helps, and thank you. I forgot about the saliva. That probably would, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome, Julie. So nice to hear from you today.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here, Robert. We're grateful.
You're very welcome, Julie. Nice to hear from you. And now I want to open up the line to Vonna. Hello, Vonna. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here.
So what's up with you?
Well, let's see. I was trying to decide what Esther would do for me. And you said you had the email address for Frank.
Yes, and his website. His email, I think, is pretty easy. I think it's just his first name, Frank, F-R-A-N-K, at, and then the website address, which is ketoneaid.com. So ketoneaid.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, feel free to email him. You know, he is the CEO. Obviously, he's been very successful and they're selling a lot of this, but Frank really has a passion for being able to really explore this as a therapy for these neurological challenges. And so he really wants to get this out there, people using it to see what evidence we can get. So do email him if you're called out to.
Comment was made to work closely with your doctor. My allopathic doctor does not know squat about this and would not even entertain the idea of it. In fact,
ketone ester, physician assistant. Vonna, that would not surprise me at all. I mean, it's brand new. I don't think many people know about it at all.
I mentioned stuff that I've been doing that's other than traditional allopathic medicine, and they just poo-poo it.
Like, oh, that's interesting.
Do you want more medication? What do you want? We can put you on more medication.
That's right.
I don't think
That's their specialty. That's their option. That's what they know about. That's what they have to offer. So, you know, I think in defense of folks that really can just do the allopathic approach, the medicines approach is that I think they're pretty legally constrained. I think about all they can do is look down the list of prescription medications that they're authorized to write scripts for. And so if a patient were to say, well, tell me about the Beamer, let's say, and they say, yes, you should go out and do that. Well, that exposes them to making a very specific medical recommendation, and then the person may come back and say, well, I slipped on it, or, you know, whatever. They had some kind of problem with it. And so they're, and of course, they get sued all the time, these medical doctors.
Yeah.
They have a lot high expense in terms of their insurance. And so I think a lot of them, understandably, are hesitant to make any recommendation other than the prescription medications. We just have to recognize what a position, really a constrained position they're in.
Yeah. So this Aroga, what was that, the food?
In terms of the ester?
No, Aroga, Blondet's diet or something
In terms of the Aroga, right. So I'll be sure to put a link to that website in the notes. So the bottom line of what the Aroga work is all about is that the developers of this figured out that one of the reasons people are sick these days is that we're not getting the nutrition and the vitamins and the minerals that we need in order to be able to sustain health in the food that we're eating today. And so they've identified the kind of nutrients that our body needs in order to be able to sustain health and wellness. We're not getting it even from, organic food, great, that's wonderful. The freshest food possible from farmers, that's great. But apparently, because of the depletion of the soils and lots of other reasons, we just don't have the availability of the nutrition that is necessary to rebuild and cells. So he has done all sorts of research looking at, for example, analysis of the tissues in the skeletons of people who died of certain diseases and who were healthy. And so the question is, well, what was lacking? What was the problem in the person who died of, you know, whatever the disease might have been? And what he'll find is that there are certain deficiencies, food deficiencies, that are very prevalent in that person's body. And then he looks at the healthy samples, and he finds out, well, those people, they had plenty of that. And then the next question is, okay, is that substance available, readily available in the food that we're eating today? And oftentimes the answer is no. So then what he's done is he's gone out, and he has to acquire some of the supplies of these food from the Amazon forest or from Asia, from the Philippines, from wherever, from third world countries where it's still available. We haven't depleted it in those sources. And then he creates these wonderful supplements that are available on his website. So it's an amazing set of developments. And what Lynn just described is that she's had actual evidence now of stopping taking those, because she's been taking them for a while, and boy, were her tremors being exaggerated. So she actually had a direct experience with how effective they've been.
I'd like to know more about that. So if you've got a website or an email address.
Yes, yes. Silvana, I will put the link of the website for you so that you'll be able to follow up with that. And
I have a new member of the family. I have a new member of the family.
And who's that?
Well, remember I told you about the therapeutic bath?
Yeah, oh yes, of course.
There's three different baths. One's a salt, sea salt bath with baking soda. That helps you get rid of radiation, like radiation from your telephone, from your TV, from your computer. If you bathe for 20 minutes in sea salt and baking soda. And the second kind is a Clorox one. And there's a certain kind of Clorox you use, and I could let people know what it is if they would contact me. And that is good for eliminating chemicals and metallics from the body. Soak in that for 20 or 30 minutes. And the third one is an apple cider vinegar, which is very good for eliminating uric acid deposits and some chemicals from your body. So those three, I started out doing those, but my bathtub is not where I could get in and out of it very easily because there's no grab bars. So my husband had to lift me out, and it was very dangerous and very horrifying. Afraid I was going to be dropped or fall. And when you're wet like a fish, it hurts to fall. The falling doesn't hurt, but the landing is what hurts. So I decided to look into a walk-in tub. And
good.
That's the new member of my family. I have a new walk-in tub.
Oh, so great. Are you doing, and that's working a lot better, obviously.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have personified it to the point to where when I sent a picture of this tub to my son and daughter-in-law, they sent me back a picture of their tub, which is a small little tub. They said, this is ours, after I told them about mine, which was funny. It looked funny because it's a small little tub. And so then I wrote back and I said, well, I'll tell you what, if your little tub eventually would grow into a big one, just feed it plenty of water. and of course, that's a ridiculous thing, but we were just having fun with each other. But I decided to name mine, and I'm trying to decide what to name it. I think I'm going to call it Tubby June. Tubby, like a tub, and then June. And so I'm going to name it, but I've got pictures of it. I'll send you a picture of it.
Oh, great.
But I keep personifying it. But the proof of the pudding is I have taken one of those three baths. I didn't put as much in the bathtub in the way of Clorox or in the way of salt or baking soda or what, apple cider vinegar. I didn't put in the full amount and start little, but there's a certain kind of Clorox you use. When you think of a Clorox bath, you think, my God, my skin's going to drop off and it's going to kill me. But it was very pleasant. And the point is, when I take a bath like this, or if I just take a bath in this hot, in this walk-in tub, my feet relax, my legs relax. A lot of times when I lay down in bed and don't take a bath or try to relax my feet, they just feel like knots at the bottom of my feet. And so I feel a lot more relaxed by having a bath in this walk-in tub. And so I would be more than happy to give anybody information about it, because this is a very good brand. It's very, it's A quality kind of stuff. So
oh, it sounds wonderful.
Send me an email. Vauna, V-A-U-N-A, V as in vodka, V-A-U-N-A, one, like number one, at AOL.com. And I'll be glad to give them information about this tub, because it is beautiful and it's wonderful.
Awesome.
I spent 3 days in hard labor with this thing to get it in my house. I didn't have a midwife, but I had two technicians that worked very hard to help me get over the ordeal of passing it not through my vaginal canal, but through the door.
Yeah, right. Well,
so,
that's a wonderful report, and it's just made such a big difference to you as well. I mean, people talk about all these ways of detoxing with all these herbal things and seeing doctors, but here, these are all natural baths that are just making a huge difference to you. So what a wonderful solution.
It has air jets, all kinds of lights, and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And
then the Clorox that you're using, you say you just don't want to go to the store and buy a bottle of Clorox. There's a special kind of thing.
Well, you can go to the grocery store and buy it, but there's a certain kind that has an emblem on it. And whoever emails me, I will send them a picture of a little emblem that needs to be on the Clorox bottle.
Oh, good. Sounds wonderful. So email Vauna, everybody, and begin to do your detox baths. And we all need to detox, so don't ask the question, do I need it? The answer is yes, we all need it. And Vauna's got some wonderful remedies for you, so be sure to email her.
Okay.
Thank you
That's
so much, Vauna. You have such wonderful suggestions for people every single month. So I want to thank you on behalf of everybody else for such wonderful suggestions.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye. So let me check the chat room, see if we've got anybody entered anything in writing. I don't see anything entered there. Let me check the Q&A, and I don't see anything entered there. So we've connected in with everybody who's called in. We provided you with sort of a full report of everything we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery and had some fascinating discussions with those of you who called in. So thanks so much for this fascinating discussion of lots of different remedies and possibilities and natural systems that enable us to be able to find ways to reverse the symptoms associated with these neurological challenges. So I am Robert Rogers, the founder of Parkinson's Recovery. Again, your facilitator, your support person, your resource person. Let me know how I can help. That's the whole purpose of why we're here at Parkinson's Recovery. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all of the men are, of course, handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the very simple fact that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, that you have dedicated yourself to explore various methods and approaches that will enable you to reclaim your full life force, that indeed you are in your own way, in your own time, in your own fashion, using your own gut instincts and wisdom, are traveling down the road to recovery. We look forward to connecting with each of you next month, the last Monday of September, for our 12 noon Pacific time support group gathering. May your coming weeks prove to be spectacular.